So Chloe is a star on Geordie Shore, and she recently took to Instagram and she posted a picture of herself in a little bikini. She's holding this diet shake, and the caption went, "Major announcement. We all know that there is a gender pay gap in the UK. Men earn 11.4% more than women. V24, who are the producers of this diet shake, have decided to be very progressive and offer 11.4% of all orders on their website going forward." So this post sparked major backlash. She's actually now changed her caption, and it just says nothing about the gender pay gap. It just mentions that you get 11.4% off if you use this code. So Jamila, I can't remember how you pronounce her last name. Jamil?
Yeah.
She's quite vocal on sort of feminist issues, especially within the last year, I'd say. She's received quite a lot of headlines. And she recently commented on it saying, "Oh dear God, the smell of irony and misogyny here is too much to stand." But then Kiaran Greenwood, who's the CEO of V24, told The Sun, quote, "We are very proud of our progressive campaign with Chloe Ferry. We have had a lot of people thanking us for acknowledging the gender pay gap. Jamila Jamel is constantly attacking women that promote weight loss supplements, but never men. This is a blatant double standard. Women should be able to do any job that a man can do, free from judgment." So there's also been a lot of headlines recently about the Kardashians and their use of slimming shakes. I say their use of it, it's more their promotion of it. Whether they use it themselves is a different story, but at least they're promoting it. So obviously there is a physical sort of health attachment to these shakes, but also it's the mental issues, which I think are perhaps even worse. And I just wonder what everyone's opinion are, especially on the caption about the gender pay gap, which I find another layer of sort of disgusting, really.
I totally get you. Like, yeah, when I saw that, it just did strike me as like it's trying to hide behind this veil of feminism, but it is in some way sort of oppressing it and actually becoming misogynistic with the way that it's like, oh, look at this, you know, we're being progressive because you're being paid less, but we're also going to force you to starve yourselves. Yeah, it was just a bit.
I think it's sort of funny. I don't know who thought that it would be a good idea to promote this, because the thing is, okay, you're giving us less, making us pay less, but that's not giving us more money. Like, that's what the pay gap is about. It's not about, oh, women should have stuff for less money because they get paid less. It should be, oh, we need to reverse this and stop paying our women more, or you know, V24, which I don't agree with the brand anyway, but if they wanted to be progressive, surely that would be by putting females in the top positions of their company, not by paying women less.
It seems to be sort of supporting the very thing that we're trying to eliminate, like the idea that women have to look a certain way and this gender pay gap. It's just, it seems like a bizarre combination to me to try and combine the two and make that into a campaign.
Yeah, I think it's completely contradictory. I just can't believe that it even got through. She must have just felt, I honestly don't know what went through. Obviously, the thing is, she, Chloe, wasn't the one that made that caption herself. I'd imagine it was V24 that said promote this, and I feel like what laws are going to be put in place, I think at some point they will be put in place about these sort of shakes and things, because a lot of the stuff that they have in them are harmful to obviously girls' bodies. They're mainly laxatives. So I feel like the medical side of it, the British Health Organization or whatever it is, might put laws in place against that. But also, like we said, it's the fact that it's women that need to look a certain way, which is like makes a difference to their jobs, and it's that sort of thing that is why there's the pay gap. And then this is, yeah, like you said, promoting that they need to look skinnier, and that's not going to then get them progression or like equality.
And it's been an issue we've been trying to tackle for a long time, you know, not just women, everyone, but like people's views on their bodies, having to look a certain way, having to, you know, eat whatever, like certain things. And it's just, it feels like one step forward, two steps back. We seem to be making progress, and then campaigns like this come out, and it just makes you question
I find it quite funny when the CEO said, "This is a blatant double standard. Women should be able to do any job that a man can do, free from judgment." I think the point is that women aren't doing the same jobs that men are doing, and then the jobs that they are doing, they are getting judged for.
Mm.
So I feel like the CEO has tried to come back, and he hasn't really thought that through.
I don't know about you guys, but I've never seen a weight loss powder, drink, tea sold by a man.
I never have. Mm.
And I think it's because for men it's all about bulking up, which can get incredibly unhealthy, especially as a lot of these, like, you know, protein powders and stuff like that have so many calories in it that people aren't realizing how much they're taking in.
I don't think you actually get that much protein from protein, because protein has to be broken down before it can be absorbed in the body.
Yeah.
So I don't, but yeah, I definitely think you're right. The marketing is definitely a big issue.
And so I think criticizing Jameela Jamil for not criticizing people is just a bit of a double standard, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just like going around in circles. I feel like criticizing one person, and then they're criticizing another person, and then they're criticizing another person. No one's getting anywhere. Like, the gender pay gap isn't solved. Women are still, and especially I think the thing is, it was young girls that are the main sort of target, I guess, for these sort of campaigns by like the Kardashians and these things. And it's
celebrity influence as
Celebrity influence. And it's also how like misleading it is, because these trainers, they have trainers, they have chefs, they have personal trainers, they're all the people that get them to look the way they are. Nothing at all to do with these shakes. I don't even think they use them. And so it's just so misleading to young girls and boys. Like, this probably, boys do see this as well. And, well, like you said, there's promotion of steroids and them sort of things, which are equally dangerous. But at the moment, this is the sort of issues that's coming around, more promoted by women. And I personally think that the UK should put laws in place to stop these sort of products, but I don't know what you guys think.
I totally agree, but I also think it's quite hard, because if the UK puts it in place, like, what does that do to the Kardashians? You know, they're in America, those rules won't apply to them.
That's true.
And like, I think when you brought it up earlier about the Kardashians and how, and also you just said about how you don't even think they do have it, like, use these products, I just think it's just so shallow of these people, and greedy in a way, just to kind of sell these products just to get money when they have plenty of money, and these products are fake. And the reason why they have those bodies is because, as you said, like, they've got personal trainers. Their whole job and wealth is all from looking the way that they do. So that's all they do all day, is make sure that they look the way that they do and get plastic surgery. Like,
I feel like they're like abusing their role. They have, they know they have so many followers that they influence so many people's lives, and they still think that this is the right thing I should be promoting, even when it's a complete lie.
And then it's tricky, because the thing is, like, what can they make illegal? Because the things that they're, these shakes themselves, so say some of them might only have like a laxative in, or like a green tea, they can't make, you know, this ingredient illegal. Yeah,
other things have that's what, them. It's just, and it's sweets and things,
even things like cough sweets and things, they all have them sort of things in. It's just excessive consumption. So it's, I understand that it's so difficult to bring laws into place like these, because it's like, what do you make illegal? Do you make the sort of slimming, can you just stop the word, like, slimming products?
But they will just find another word, I feel
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
What does slimming product actually mean? What is in these shakes which is actually going to make you slimmer at the end of the day?
Like we said, it's not the actual product itself that's the worst thing. And obviously, it is a laxative, and that is bad. But if you took them shakes alongside a normal, healthy diet, you could still be healthy, probably.
Mm.
But it's like the meal replacement idea, and the mental health issues of, I have to take this shake, I have to drink this tea, because this is going to make me feel. That's the main issue I have with them. So I feel like it's a really difficult one, but I think at some point something's going to have to be done about it.
Yeah, and it's the idea that you need to take these things to feel good about yourself. And that's just not the image we should be portraying.
Yeah, just how infuriating it is with celebrities. I think that just... But I think it's really good that other celebrities are acknowledging it and sort of helping promote how this isn't the truth and how young people should be aware of it.
And I don't know how much you guys know about the, like, body positivity movement that's gone on recently, of people being like, actually, bodies are all different sizes, and we shouldn't be just glamorizing one certain type of body, but actually all of them, you can have so many different sizes of body, and they can all be healthy, or even we should prioritize our mental health over our physical health sometimes. And it's just been amazing. And one of my favorite people on Instagram, she's Body Posy Panda. I promise you, I'm not sponsored, but she constantly keeps on posting on her Instagram about how she's approached by these companies being like, we want you to sell our, you know, slimming tea, our slimming powder, our slimming bars. And she's like, that's exactly what I'm against. And it's just insane.
They have no moral sort of morality, basically, do they? I think that's, it's sad, but I feel like we said, the body positivity and the attention is coming the other way, and hopefully people will be aware of that.